good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, and you're tuning in to the Yacht Connection podcast with Kiki and Kevin Nemat. Welcome to our episode. Another one.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, another one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all the support, all the love. You know, just continue to like, share, also follow us on our, you know, our social media pages.
Yacht Connection Podcast on Twitter and Yacht Connection Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, Yacht Connection on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us again, guys. We bring you another exciting episode. Today's one is, something else. This time we're serious. It's not a sexual thing, like what somebody likes to talk about. We're talking about serious stuff, like serious stuff. Yeah, listen, not that all the other stuff we talk about is not serious. It's just that this one is more deep. Yeah. Our topic for today, we're talking about the power of your words. Mm-hmm. This is mainly about watching what you say. To people, to yourself. There's a plane passing again, but we'll be fine.
That's what happens when you travel a lot. We live close by the airport, by the way, so it's okay.
So we're talking about the power of your words. You know, like I've read a lot of books, and I didn't know, even when I was growing up, I didn't know how important it was to choose the words you say.
Right.
To other people or to yourself, or the words you allow in your world that people can use. You know, like it's such things that you listen to yourself sometimes and say, I did say that, and that wasn't good for me to say. I always say, you say something, you can never take it back.
Yeah.
The minute it comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
You can never, ever take it back.
Even when you say sorry.
Even when you say sorry.
Yeah, it still doesn't cover up for the fact that, you know, you already said, like, just like you say, you know, the power of your words, you know, like, words are very, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're speaking something into existence or you're making a general statement or you're having an argument, you know, you got to be careful as to the things you say, because trust and believe, those words will be used to judge you. You know what I'm saying? If you are for example, you're in an argument, you know, with your relationship itself. And, you know, it's be like, you know, you use the most disrespectful words because obviously you're upset.
You hit the
And I mean, I always think, like, for me, the best way to deal with, you know, my form of obsession is, like, being upset, it's actually, you know, like, talk with my partner. Because I can't keep quiet either. But I also don't want to explode. Because when you're upset, you say the most hurtful things. You try to, like you said, hit below the belt. So for me, what I've came up with, you know, because obviously, you know, we in a relationship and stuff like that, you know, you have to pay attention in terms of, you know, how you deal with certain situations. And like, for example, in this situation, I realized that, you know what, I'm not the person that likes to be quiet. I like to remain quiet, you know, especially in arguments. And I'm also not want to be the person that want to say things. Because, I mean, if it gets fire, you know, it gets fire. Especially you say something to the female says something back to you. You know, that kind of thing, back and forth. You know, and that's just from the relationship perspective. Whereas, you know, you don't want to be saying things because, like I said, these words would be used to judge you. Because, I mean, if someone says something to me, like, for example, we're in a relationship and you say to me that, you know, you can always go on because, I mean, you don't have nothing. I mean, it's
so nothing.
Say it hurts me then. Because, I mean, I never know that you'd have, you know, look at me like that.
Like, but remember,
you're only saying this to me to hurt me. Right? Trust and believe, even after we make up and you say sorry and all these things, those words are still, you know, tormented in my head in terms of, you know, thinking that this is what you said and how you said it and whatever it is. Don't pay attention to it. We're superstars.
are you talking about this plane? There's like three of them that's passed within the last minute.
To live close to the airport, you know what I mean? I pay my taxes though. But I mean, you know what? Like I said, you know, words are very hurtful. Because at least, you know, when someone says someone is hitting you, or someone is, you can actually, it's not saying that someone should be hitting you, but you can actually see it, or you can actually feel it too.
Yeah.
But the problem with words is that you don't see it.
You don't see it.
But it keeps hitting you.
Mm-hmm. And you don't forget it either.
I don't forget it either. Growing up, you know, I remember even, you know, family members would tell you, you know, disrespectful stuff. You won't come out to nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, for me, I had a lot of self-motivation because trust and believe, growing up, I had, you know, life a little rough on the side of, you know, words being thrown at me, you know, because of how I was and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I was called the most names and, you know, all these stuff. But then I also had the encouragement of my mom as well, you know what I'm saying, to say, listen, you're not like this. You're like this, you know. It gives you that confidence too. But most of it comes from me being self-confident as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it has built me up into this man that, listen, I'm looking at some of the people now that actually used to trouble me, like used to even call me names. And these people practically look up to me now.
And it's crazy because they always say the person who you've hurt does not forget.
Right.
But the person who hurts that person forgets.
Right.
Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, and it's exactly.
Yeah, and you like...
The person I used to call my names, it's like... They don't even remember that.
Or they're pretending not to remember?
No. I think it's something natural. They actually don't remember.
They don't?
Because, I mean, in the sense of them being
I'll remind them. That's the kind of person that I am.
But that's what
I'm not saying you do it. You and I are different.
No, no, but I'm saying that people are like that for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the same people that used to throw jabs at me and all these stuff, these people look up to me like I'm a pioneer now. You know what I'm saying? And I still, you know, welcome them. Yeah. But how do you think I welcome them?
My guys are in your mind, you're like, words to me.
You know what I'm saying? So it still doesn't bring me to that comfort. Where I'm gonna be comfortable to be talking about certain things with this person or doing certain things with this person. You know what I'm saying? So words are like that.
Words are very powerful.
I said, you know, as I said, growing up, you have always been told all this stuff. Like for me, I call my kids doctors, nurse. I call them
firefighters.
You name it.
You're going to Harvard. We say all those things to our kids because that's what we want for them.
You know what? Like, I've seen it happen so many times. And apart from with life, apart from karma itself, you know, words is kind of like another thing that's a curse.
It's a curse, actually. If somebody says something to you, it comes around to you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know what? Looking at even when you used to go to say, primary school then, because, I mean, high school is different, because nobody could mess with you. I'm saying, but say, for example, primary school, and you find out the persons that used to be some bullies, they are the softest people you know today.
And they are nothing in life.
You know what? And that's why I have to tell you, you know, you see, you have to be careful of who you put down, you know, because I mean, like in my culture, they say if you don't dead, not dash away, something like that. Basically, you know what? They would throw you aside, like to say, oh, you're not coming out to nothing, but you're still there, you know, pondering, trying to come out to something, you know, by yourself. It takes longer.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember even going to primary school. I didn't pass my exam to go to the most popular school at the time, you know, which most persons, you know, who had passed to go to the popular schools, they were happy. And I was feeling dumb. But then I'm like, I mean, this doesn't determine where I reach in life.
You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, I remember even these same people that used to be. Trust me, these people pass to go to the top schools. And these people are the most support from parents and everybody. Because trust and believe, you know, when you're doing good, you know, especially academically, you know, you get the most support.
Yeah.
Or if you're sick, you know, you get the most support. And I mean, like where I'm at in life now, and I look back at some of these people aren't even, I feel close to where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And
God works in mysterious ways.
So I mean, that's it. And you find that you used to go to school, and these kids used to be the brightest in class,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking for these people to be some Harvard students or some. You know, you're battering for whatever reason, whether it be financial help or whatever reason you have, you're battering.
You're struggling,
And you find yourself, you know, more achievable in life than these people.
Then what they take
certain things for granted.
They say never ever put a full stop where God has put a comma.
Comma, right.
So there is no one who can determine or tell you what your destiny is.
Mm-hmm.
The words can build or words can destroy.
Mm-hmm.
There are some
it's how you deal with it.
Yes, it's how you deal with it. There are some people who will have all these words thrown at them,
mm-hmm.
and they sit and look at themselves and like, I am not this person.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong enough
to say,
I am not this person. Right. I'm not going to be this person. And they grow up proving a point,
mm-hmm.
and proving those people
wrong.
Because
you go double times.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have those ones who are not fortunate enough,
mm-hmm.
to actually have that mind to say, I can come out of this. You know, you say I'm useless. You say I'm never be anything in life. Mm-hmm. Well, you've said I'm never going to be anything in life. I'm going to die poor. And they're like, okay, so what's the point? I might as well they believe that they are that.
Even from a relationship perspective, you've been told that, yo, you're a bitch, or, you know, mm-hmm, you're a dog, or, you know, all these disrespectful stuff, which you don't forget.
Yes. And yes, they stick in your head,
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
I'm very, when it comes to the power of words, I get emotional because I'm a person who chooses to keep quiet when I know I'm going to hurt someone. The minute you hear me say something, as in saying it, just know that I mean it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take it. I have no intentions of taking it back. And just know that from that moment on, everything else has gone out the window.
Yeah, it's kind
the gloves
of,
are
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
But for someone I love and care about,
yes.
be it my children,
mm-hmm.
be it my husband, be it my family, mm-hmm. be it a stranger, you know...
I care about this person.
Yes, yes. But I have feelings in terms of I'm human.
Yeah.
You know, there is no way I can just throw words just like that and it's hurtful words. We need to choose. We need to learn how to speak to other people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn.
Whether it be a friend or a partner,
yes,
you know,
yes.
whatever it is. Because words are hurtful. And words are like karma.
Mm-hmm.
They will come back at you too. Like a boomerang.
You know what I'm saying?
So you say person you were calling a bitch have to be, you know, making breakfast for you. What do you think they're gonna be doing? As Dexadaps would say, you know, Dexadaps, which is also a very popular dancehall artist from Jamaica. You know what he's encouraging women to do? Poison.
Who's what? Dexadaps.
Yeah, so I mean, you gotta be careful. Imagine you know, just calling like from my side. I'm calling my girlfriend. Yo, you're a bitch. What? Telling her the most hurtful things.
Mm.
And yet, still, this is the same person I'm going to be laying next to. No, yo, I know person.
I don't know how people do it.
I know person that got burned for that shit.
I don't know how people do it. When you say those things.
Because it hurt you so much. You know what the females went and do? I mean, some do the poisoning shit. But some would go ahead and... You ever heard about hot oil?
Mm-hmm. Right. No, they throw them hot oil on you. They boil the whole pot full of oil
yeah.
and come throw it on you or do the acid.
Yes. You know, so because, and imagine though, that is just the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Something you say to someone
that
and look at how hurtful it is.
Mm.
Like I said, it's more painful than someone, you know, hitting you with a stick.
Mm.
Because actually,
you can see the scar. It's not an emotional scar. Emotional scars are worse.
I mean, you know, just. People just need to just, like we said, you know, choose their words, carefully.
Words,
whether it be a relationship, whether
mm-hmm.
it be a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in relationship, it's even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
I mean, especially you're with someone that you're committed with. I mean,
for example,
with me and my wife, me and my partner in crime here, we have an understanding.
Right or die.
You know, we've grown in so many ways where, you know, what works for us you know, it's just for you to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
What works for us is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter how upset I am. Yeah. I still have to talk to my wife.
Respectfully.
And I still have to talk to her respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying I can't be just because because I'm upset, I'm going to be like, you know, don't talk, you know, rude and all that. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do that. This is the same person that I'm going to be laying next to. So guess what? We came up with something that actually works for us. Like I said, everyone is going to have something different. So you see, even in even the case of, say, us having disagreements, because we've never fought before. Don't have any reason to. But I mean, even in the case of disagreement, you know what I'm saying? We from her side, she always stays quiet, like she said, you know what I'm saying? Because that's her weakness right there. Because if she starts saying stuff, trust and believe, she's not going to be taking them back. Mm-hmm. When she do something, she do it. Like the same way she got married now, she just mm-hmm. did it.
It's just
a one-time thing. She don't intend to be getting married, jumping in and out. No, she's mm-hmm. like that. You know, like for me now, you know, I'm not the person that likes to keep quiet. But also, I'm not the person that's going to be vulnerable and be arguing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would prefer to keep, say, even if it means nagging my wife then. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have any reason to call her, but I'm calling her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to hear her voice, because you just want to find about that spark to give her. Like, I mean, I remember instances where, you know, we had disagreements. And my wife, you know, she went for a walk and I asked her, I just showed up. You know, the park with a bunch of roses. She didn't want to see the roses at the time.
But I mean, just threw them down.
But guess what? That was just a start. You know what I'm saying? That was just a start. That was just a start to say, you know what, you know, at least, you know, to say exactly as to where we are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have that level of communication, which is good. And I mean, most partners need to practice that level of communications across the board. So you don't end up saying words
that you won't be able to take back.
Or you won't be able to take back.
Because like we said, even if you say sorry,
mm-hmm. it doesn't take away the fact that you did it.
Yes, it doesn't. Be it in a relationship, as in partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, right. Husband, wife,
mm-hmm.
be it between mother and child,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Will it be between father and child?
Yeah. Family members, you name
family
it.
Family members,
friendship. I have aunt that I still hold up to until this day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't mean I don't communicate with them. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't like, you know, like will help them, say, for example, if they ask me for help or stuff like that. Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's our next jet. But I mean, it doesn't mean that you know, like I don't, you know, like I said, communicate with them and stuff like that. But guess what? The thoughts are still in my head. The words that they used to
come. You know, I have so much respect for you, baby, because one thing that I've learned from you, you are a better person than me.
Uh-huh.
Trust and believe. You are a better person than me because I'm a very, it's not that I hold grudges.
Mm.
I just don't like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like people who pretend.
Mm-hmm.
What you said about me, mm-hmm. if you're not going to acknowledge that you said this to me, and you know, there's no way, if I can say something to you right now, I know for a fact those words are hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that comes out of my mouth, I know whether it's hurtful or building, or every person
right.
who says something, mm-hmm. they know whether this word is good or this word is bad. And they know the intentions of why they said the words they said,
mm-hmm.
right? Is it to hurt you
right,
or is it to build you or is it to motivate you?
Right.
We know that,
right?
So for someone who will say hurtful things to me
mm-hmm.
and then pretend like they didn't say it, or it didn't mean anything. That's why I'm saying I respect you. I'm learning from you
that people
can let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. Mm. It's not, I don't possess those characters.
Because,
not that I don't forgive.
No. You're not going to say that to me
and get away with it.
And I realize that, of course, you're still like that for real. I mean, she's the one who will hold it out. Or as long as possible. It doesn't mean that she's not.
And I can, for example, you and I have spoken, you know, about our childhood and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And trust and believe. Because I love you,
mm-hmm.
and because you're my other half,
mm-hmm.
and because you're my husband,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm very protective of the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell me something about someone,
mm-hmm.
I'm gang.
Right.
Trust and believe. You tell me something about a person, I'm that person who inherits beef.
Right.
For somebody, I will inherit that beef on your behalf.
Right.
That's how I am. If you tell me, baby, you know this person did this to me,
and it's a comedy.
I don't care. Yes. You better not tell me. I've always said that to my friends that listen, when you are in a relationship with someone, the day you decide that you and this person are not going to be together anymore, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yes.
If you can tell me whatever. While you're together, don't tell me stuff.
Like you always use one example of the friend that, you know, would say that she can't stand this. She can't. I hate when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she's not doing anything about it.
Exactly. Don't tell me he's beating you. Don't tell me he's abusing you. Don't tell me he's doing same all words, these bad things to you.
Right.
Because trust and believe, when I see him,
mm-hmm. it's going to be...
It's lit.
I'm not going to hold back.
I'm not stigmatized by him.
I don't
have any connection with the guy. How I'm going to act towards him, it will be based off of what you said about him, whether you have forgiven him or not.
Right.
So the best thing is for you not to choose your words carefully.
That's it. You know, the bottom line is, you know, you choosing your words carefully. And like I said, I mean, you know, not only, you know, we know that we're having growth and stuff like that. And for example, like I said, with us, we have an understanding, and it doesn't matter how I feel or upset I feel or whatever it is, for whatever reason. Then, there are certain things that I try to hold on to, and I know for a fact that I still have to communicate with you, because the last thing I want is to be in the same house with the person that I got married to, and we're not talking.
Yeah,
that feeling is not good. Mm-hmm. I'm saying so. What we do, we try to communicate to get that level of understanding to say, you know, this is how things are, or this is what's going to happen, or, you know, how do we move on from here? I know I hurt you, you know, based on the fact that I did something that you didn't like, but how can we move on from here? You know, how we do that. One thing that I've loved, like she said, she's not the person to say, go at it first, you know, but then the moment she's getting that love, like when I approach her with it, she's not the person who actually, you know, keep the door closed or keep pushing me away.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't do that. She doesn't respond immediately, because she's a human being, and she's also a very nice person. So obviously it's going to be like that. So, but I mean, she still show you that, listen, this is your apartment, you know, the door is open. See, I'm not even closing it, but you need to understand, you got to take care of this apartment. You know, it's kind of like that. So, I mean, I try not to say certain words, you know, I try not to use certain words, and that's just from a relationship standpoint. Yeah. Friendship, it's the same goes with friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I still have people that are all up until this day.
Mm-hmm.
From my childhood days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I'm in malice with these people or whatever it is. But when I look at them, I'm like you said, you have to wonder if these people forget. You know what I'm saying? Which
I want trust and believe.
You know why they do forget? Because they're not the one on the receiving end. We were the one being told the words.
Yeah.
Like the disrespectful words or stuff like that. So we don't forget it. It hurts. It stick to you more.
Uh-huh.
Remember, you know, when someone is throwing something, you know, it's coming from their direction, their end. So they throw it. If it hits you, it's going to stick on you. So whether it be words or whatever it is, let's say words, because people use words to hit hard.
Yeah.
I'm saying to say, and they always say, especially females, you know, females are very, when it comes down to words, yo, a female will find the most hurtful words to tell, whether it be a relationship, a friendship, you name it. Yo, a female will tell you how small your dick is, even your dick is. When your dick used to have them climbing up the wall. You know, stuff like that. Not just words. Because guess what? At the moment, you're not even going to be thinking that, yo, my dick ain't small. My dick used to have them climbing up the wall. You know what I'm saying? You're not even going to be thinking that. But the fact that she's throwing jabs at you, oh my God.
Yeah, you even holding it like, but you know think I'm you're
saying?
Measuring
but,
it.
But I mean, you know, but like I said, you know, it's all good. People just need to have understanding.
Mm.
You know, it's the power of your words, and it's something that people need to look into, and, you know, to have an understanding.
Break that cycle, guys.
Yes.
Especially, we know when we were growing up, our parents or the big people around us, old people around us, they really didn't care. They'll just... say whatever they want to say.
Yes.
As I've grown, my mother knows there are certain words she cannot say to me. And even about other people, whether whether she's talking about my brother, or whether she's talking about my sisters, or whether she's talking about my cousins. Mm-hmm. I always make sure I remind her and say, you shouldn't be using these words. Yes. You shouldn't be saying A, B, C, because the power of your words. I even got a book sometime. I got a book. I'm not going to say who the author is, because that will be me advertising them. But I bought a book called The Power of Your Words.
Oh, snap.
Yes, as a gift. That way I wanted her to see and read and understand. I'm like, I didn't know that what I say is hurtful. You know, I did
sometime,
that.
Because sometimes, I guess that's why they had to write a book about it, because sometimes people like you and me have to wonder if these people don't see that
their words
are powerful
and hurtful.
Hurtful too, you know what I'm saying?
So, no, I got mommy a book, and that was it. Like, sometimes I'll be like, I'll take a picture and send it to her about something as a verse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mothers understand certain languages.
Right.
When you talk about something that's in the Bible, they're likely to pay attention to it.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, Job said this, or Samuel, or Peter said this, or Jesus said this. Then that's where you know that's their weak spot. You know, that's where they're going to pay attention to. If it's in a song, they're not going to pay attention to it.
Yes.
But if you want to get your point across, you know what kind of a friend you have. You know what kind of a mother you have. You use those channels to make them understand or make them aware. So you take those scriptures
it's okay. So I mean, it all comes down to choosing your words.
Yes,
I'm saying
choosing words wisely,
because like I said, you know, every word that's coming out of your mouth, you know exactly what it's intended for.
Yes.
And all that.
So you can't say, oh my God, I wasn't aware.
Choose your words properly.
Choose your words properly.
Yes. I mean, you know, another interested, you know, episode right here, right now.
Yes.
I'm saying a very interesting, but at the same time, you know, a very deep and because it's one
emotional.
Of those, it's one of those pointers where I'm pretty sure a lot of persons have experienced, you know, in terms of their life itself, whether it be a friendship, like I said, or a relationship.
Mm.
You know, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of persons. I myself went through that word jabs, like I said, you know, growing up.
And I've inherited that beef on your behalf, because when I see them, it's on.
Even relationship-wise, you know what I'm saying? You had those moments.
Guard is always up. When I see them, my antennas go up like, yeah, you said my husband will never be nothing in life.
But it's all
stay
good.
Away from me. I don't want to talk to you.
It's all good, Sammy. You know, guys, just look into these little points. As I'm saying, and obviously, you know, like I said, you know, let us know your feedback. You know, don't forget to follow us, you know,
on social media.
Social media,
At Yard Connection Podcast, that is on Twitter and Facebook, and then on oh my God, what is going on with me? I get emotional when I talk about such subjects, and I just lose my focus, because I just want to fight.
Yeah, it's what I mean, you know, like, you know, follow us
on social media, guys. Instagram and Facebook is at Yard Connection Podcast. On Twitter, we are at Yard Connection. Thank you for joining Kiki Nemad and Kevin Nemad. We are out. Thank you for tuning in. Another lovely episode,
as I said, you know. Out and about,
right here, right now.
Sabine, you know, just keep the love.
Keep the love, guys.
All right, until next time.
Until next time.
Ciao.